Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Barrett Cobb. Barrett is so accomplished. She's a singer, a painter, a flautist living in New York City, and she has performed with some of the top people, including the Brooklyn Philharmonic Orchestra, you name it. She's been there, and we're so thrilled to have her here and be able to talk about her new book that's just gone bestseller. Barrett, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. It's a great pleasure.
Barrett, tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose in life, which I know is art as well as music. I mean, you're so unbelievably gifted. How did that all come to be for you?
Well, I have always been interested in music. I sang a lot of folk songs when I was a child. And then when I was 10 years old, I decided that I wanted to be a professional musician, and I played the flute. I did that professionally for a long time. I also studied singing, and the more I sang, the more I sort of accompanied myself on the piano. So the way this book came about was I was playing some folk songs on the piano, and my very favorite of all the songs I ever learned from my mother was Walk, Shepherdess, Walk. So I made up an arrangement of it, and I put a flute in it, too, and I recorded it. And then after that, I just thought, well, these are such beautiful images, and it just seems like a picture book. So I painted the pictures. And then as I was painting the pictures, a sort of alternate storyline, sort of a back story came to me. And I included that in the book. So it is definitely a multimedia experience, and that's more or less how it came about.
Oh, my gosh, that's so incredible. And I love the fact you're so unbelievably gifted, and to apply those gifts to giving the world the gift of this amazing book.
I've had excellent teachers and a supportive husband and a lot of kind friends who have helped me quite a bit.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Tell me what you thought that you would hope the reading audience get out of both reading the book as well as the music behind it.
I feel that there is a need for gentleness and subtlety and reflection. I feel that my book is that way. I feel especially children's literature, it's all kind of hard-edged. And I wanted something that was sweet and touching. I feel that's what the world needs now. And I would like to transport people to a kinder, gentler place. Actually, I feel that my book is not necessarily just for children, because the paintings are a little bit maybe more detailed than often you find in children's books. And the music is performed in a more classical style. And I like to think that my book is for anyone who possesses a tender heart and a love of beauty.
I love that. That is so beautiful. Such a beautiful vision that you paint with that. I was also wondering, like, the things that you've done, like being in entertainment of any kind or being in the art world, it's so competitive. It's a lot different than other endeavors. How did you keep a kind and gentle soul as you were coming up in that world?
Wow, that's a tricky question. I'm not quite sure. I've had my ups and downs. I guess part of what helps me is that if I get frustrated musically, I can paint. And then if I feel that my painting isn't being recognized, I sort of can go back and forth between disciplines and find a lot of satisfaction that way. As I said, I have supportive people and excellent musicians who I make music with, so I've had rewards along the way.
That's wonderful. So, Barrett, tell me a little bit about your intention of how you would like the book to be used by others.
Well, I call it a sing-along book. And what I did is I took a favorite song and then I arranged it for voice, flute, and piano. And then since I'm a painter, I created an illustration for each musical phrase. And it's my intention that the reader would listen to the song, which can easily be downloaded at Walk Shepherd's Flock. And while looking at the pictures, they would also see the words and then they would also hear them. And this is sort of a multimedia experience, even though each aspect can also be enjoyed alone. But it seems to me by experiencing all these aspects simultaneously, it's a way of teaching reading and making it enjoyable and also teaching the English language. And it's easy to learn this song. And so if you have the song memorized and then you look at the pictures, then you can begin to make out the words if you're just learning to read.
Oh, that is so fantastic. And what a unique way to learn to read or to learn to read English.
That is
really lovely. Again, thank you so much for that contribution.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about if there's any lessons in the book, what you hope people will learn. I know you've already shared some benefits that they can get from the book, but are there any lessons?
Well, one thing is that my heroine, who is the shepherdess, I see her as sort of a role model for girls. She's independent, she's self-sufficient, she's strong, and she's joyful. And she doesn't depend on a man. Matter of fact, in the next book, I'll tell you, she performs a rescue. She's just a very strong person. And a side thing is I purposely avoided making her conventionally beautiful. I think she's endearing, but she doesn't have the conventional beauties we think of as fairy godmothers as having, because I don't really think beauty and goodness are necessarily the same thing. And I think there's maybe too much emphasis on this, especially for little girls.
Oh, that is such a wonderful message. Really an incredible message, especially in this day and time. You know, I think it's so incredibly important.
Yeah.
So from the standpoint of being a woman, where did you get the depth of really reaching into that? Were there some challenges with that for you, or did that kind of come natural in your obviously very supportive surrounding?
Well, you know, I've always had women in my life that I've looked up to. And I sort of privately think of them as my shepherdesses. And I named the one in this book Anne after a woman who is a nature counselor in a camp I went to when I was 9 years old. And she just sort of showed me how much beauty there is around. And also both she and my mother encouraged me to explore, and we hunted arrowheads and I hunted fossils and learning all about plants and things. So that's always been a big part of my life.
That's wonderful to have that encouragement and to foster a sense of adventure. You know, I don't think all women that I've met have had that in their background. I know I did too. I shared that my father was very encouraging of that. Do you find that to be the case, that some of the information in the book that you've shared, sometimes it opens up people's eyes that maybe hadn't looked at the world that way before?
That would be wonderful. I would love to think that that could possibly happen. In painting, I like to find things that aren't so obviously beautiful. I'm much more attracted to painting weeds than painting a vase of roses or something like that. So I sort of like to find the beauty in unexpected places.
Oh, I love that. I really love that. I think that it's such a wonderful gift, because I think people get busy and people more than anything get somewhat inundated with things and they start losing the appreciation for very simple things in life. And it's so lovely that you reinvigorate their appreciation through things that are more common rather than things that are strikingly
mm-hmm.
beautiful.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well,
you know, so. Because I think people have to reach a bit deeper in order to feel the sensitivity to things that maybe aren't what we look at as classically beautiful. Do you
mm-hmm.
do you feel that
yeah.
way as well?
Yes, even in New York City, there's just beauty everywhere. Sometimes I like to make a little game, and when I'm walking around town, I think, you know, well, what's the most beautiful thing on this block? And it can just be a blade of grass or a bird or an element in architecture or a person or a dog or anything. I feel like there's just beauty around everywhere.
Oh, that is so wonderful. I love that ability that you have to be able to seek the beauty in everything, because doesn't it just enrich life so much? And then when you share that with others, it enriches their lives as well, that appreciation. Really, really wonderful. So tell me a little bit about the work that you're doing. I mean, the amazing talent that you have and all of the people who you've touched with your art, with your music, and now with your book. If you were to look at that somewhat as a legacy, something that would impact the world, which it already has, but in a way, ultimately, that you'd like to see it impact the world, what would that picture look like for you?
I would love to think of little girls being drawn to this and being drawn to, you know, the little sheep, and I envision little sheep toys, that they will enter into this little world, which, you know, it's a rather quiet little world. But I would love to think of everybody doing that and making that more a part of their lives, this gentle, more quiet kind of beauty. And the kind of love that you have for animals and friends and the love of nature. When we think of love, we usually think of romantic love, but the other kinds are so important also.
Absolutely. And so since you have such an appreciation for this and obviously live this and then would like to give this as a gift to others, what do you hope they'll draw out of that, being in that place?
Well, I think it makes everyday life much more enjoyable. I mean, if you can always find something beautiful to focus on, it helps you get through. That's just what comes to mind. I think it enriches one's life and maybe, you know, makes people more understanding of each other.
Oh, that's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a really, really big one. Well, it has been so lovely to spend time with you today, Barrett, and I know our listeners are going to want to seek out your book, Walk, Shepherdess, Walk, which can be found on Amazon. But I also wondered if there's any place else that they could find out more about you. Is there a website or someplace where they could connect with more information?
My website, which is mainly a website for my singing, it's www.barrettcobb.com.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Barrett Cobb is spelled?
B-A-R-R-E-T-T-C-O-B-B.
Wonderful. www.barrettcobb.com. And the book is Walk, Shepherdess, Walk, which you can find on Amazon. And Barrett, congratulations on such a beautiful work, one of so many that you've shared again with the world during the course of your life, and I'm sure there'll be many more. Sounds like another book is already in the works, so congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And for those of you who'd like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at GetEI.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.